Welcome back to our podcast.
Can we do that again?
Hi everyone, welcome back to another Medium podcast. It's beautiful weather today in Amsterdam. And today we are gonna talk about a really hot topic. My name is Erica and I'm here with, what's your name again?
It's Plummen.
I knew that, I'm just kidding guys. So today we're going to talk about climate change, what's going on, where we're at right now. It's something that we all know and heard about over time. And today we're just going to discuss what's it like here in 2019. Plummet, what do you think of when you think of climate change?
The first thing that comes to my mind when I talk about climate change is probably global warming, because it's the most common topic about it, and pretty much all the changes that are coming with it. So it would be the melting of the ice caps. You could talk about floodings of those lands who are lower and all the different consequences that come with them.
Yeah, definitely. When we hear climate change, the first thing we hear is global warming. But basically, if I'm going to say it very basic, climate change is there's too much carbon dioxide in our environment. We're producing too much. And we have a hole in our ozone layer, and I remember as a kid, when I was really young and I learned that in school, it terrified me because I thought, I'm going to be sucked out into space through this hole that is about to destroy the world. But we're still here. I'm not so much a kid anymore, but we still have to do something about it. Do you know any of the regulations? What's going on? How are we trying to stop global warming?
Well, there are lots of different movements, for instance, that are going on right now.
Yep.
For instance, there was one a couple of weeks ago in Amsterdam, there was a march that was pretty much trying to promote all the different consequences that are related to climate change, and just people trying to raise awareness about the issue so that some measures can be taken so that we can stop this problem from growing bigger and bigger every day. And this is something really interesting because, for instance, people in the Netherlands, because we live here and we can talk about those, the locals, they're pretty much always trying to better themselves in this sense. They do they always use public transport and cycle compared to other European countries. So in this sense, they're really forward thinking.
Yeah.
And also with the recycling, they're also using electromobiles. So it's in this sense, we can say that there's lots of going on and people's mentality is slowly starting to change in a more positive direction.
That's true. We can say for a fact that Europe is really putting the most effort in trying to avert the impending doomsday crisis that we all think of when we hear this term climate change. The European Union has put forward a plan that will cut greenhouse gases emissions by 40% by 2030. And that plan was implemented since 1990. It would be great if we knew just how much we are at right now. But day by day, we're still really fighting and trying. And the youth of today are really showing up these past few weeks, as as Paloma just mentioned. We've been having so many marches. The Swedish girl, Kapta, every Friday, she didn't go to school. She wasn't happy with the progress that we were making. And this is our future that we're talking about here. It's really great that the movement has spread all throughout Europe and America, and that young people are really showing up and showing out for their future, you know?
Exactly. This is what I like about it because, for instance, when I look on social media, I can see that the biggest part of my friends, they're actually actively sharing about it and they try to make a change, which is really motivating when you see that young people are trying to take their future into their hands. And it's not just relying on the adults or just politicians to do something for them. They're actually trying to do themselves the change themselves because it starts with them.
Exactly. I'm really happy that this movement has really taken a turn for the young people, because for the past 10, 20 years or so that we've been talking about climate change, we've always been debating, in the media especially, we've always been debating, is climate change even real? There's always the people who say, no, it's not real. Those people are crazy. And then there are the doomsday people saying, we're all about to die. We're going to die by fire, by a flood, something. And with Trump being elected in 2016, it really, really, really didn't help the rhetoric around climate change, because he just came in and he said, I don't think it's real. And then that just started the debate all over again. Is it even real? But at this point, this is 2019, guys. We shouldn't be talking about if it's real. We need to talk about how can we solve this. In February, we had that week of beautiful sunshine here in Amsterdam. I loved it. But deep down in our hearts, we all know that it's because of climate change. And I mean, you know, we all had that short break from winter and we loved it. But it was kind of a wake-up call. You know, weather is changing. It's not supposed to be this warm when it's winter, you know? And there's something that we all have to do about it.
Exactly. Like, we saw firsthand that this is actually happening. For instance, I come from Bulgaria and there, it's really nice weather. It's really warm. But even I myself, I'm not used to it being that warm. And coming from a person who, like, lives really close to the beach, I only go to the beach in June or July when it's really warm. And in February, the thing that you were talking about this week,
yeah,
we actually decided to go out with my friends and go to the beach, which was insane, at least for me.
I mean, it's insane. We're so happy about it. But, you know, deep down, it's not that great.
Exactly.
I'm from a really small island. It's called Barbados. And for a long time, we were worried about climate change, even when there were more naysayers saying that it wasn't real, because we could see it firsthand. A small island, we have such a delicate ecosystem. Everything is interconnected. The fish, the sand, the earth, the soil. And I remember going to some beaches when I was little, and this day, these beaches don't exist anymore. They're completely covered up by the water, to the point that the government has had to put boulders to stop the ocean from coming in. And a little island that you can cover in 2 hours, that's pretty scary for us, because if we're already losing beaches, imagine how much of our land we're gonna lose pretty soon, you know? So for us, it's a really big deal. It's a big deal for everyone, not just us. But people don't take it as seriously when they don't feel the effects immediately. And I think that now that we're having these marches and now that young people are getting so active, it's becoming more aware in not that if it's real or not, it's what do we do? So, what do we do? Do you have any ideas?
Well, there's lots of things that we can do, and pretty much all of them, they start with us. You can make your own choice to go and first of all inform yourself about the issue, what can be done, and if you are going to do it, because you have a stake in the future that you want to have for yourself and for your children. So what you can do, well, yeah, small things, like for instance, when you go and shower, like, you don't always like let the water run. You always do it when you actually are like washing your body and not throughout the whole time. When you brush your teeth, it's the same thing. Really, these small steps are actually like what you need in the beginning so that you can get used to it, and then later on you can move on with recycling. Like, for instance, if you're using usually plastic bottles, recycle them, or just go and use a glass one instead, because first of all it's healthier, and second of all you can reuse it. Other things such as using
plastic bags.
What was it? No, not plastic bags, the other one,
the other one. The cloth bags, yeah, the carrier cloth bags.
How do you call
the totes? Yeah, the little totes bags.
Tote.
Yeah.
All right. You can also use like tote bags instead of plastic bags, because if you go for plastic bags, as people usually do, for instance, in my country, you're pretty much not reusing them. You just throw them away after every single use, and this is something really detrimental, which, of course, the consequences of it you would want to avoid. Also, like, you don't leave your lights on when you're not at home, when you don't use them during daytime as well. And pretty much trying to walk by foot, trying to cycle, trying to use the public transport. Or if you are going for a car, you know, you can just go on with more of your friends if you're going in the same direction to the same place, and not like separately, because of course this would then lead to less emissions in the atmosphere.
Yeah, and what my friend is basically saying is that we have to be a little bit more aware as people of this planet. We have to try to live more sustainable lives and try to always be conscious of the decisions that you make, because all your decisions, they have consequences, you know? I think that a lot of people, they think, I'm gonna plant a tree. This is gonna help get rid of some of the carbon dioxide, and that's okay, that's enough. But really, it's not enough. It's really not enough. Trees, they do take the carbon dioxide out of the air in the springtime. But in the fall, when the leaves fall on the ground, that carbon dioxide goes right back into the air and we have to deal with it all over again. So the best thing to do is try to not create as much as possible. Try to do all of these little small changes. They seem small and maybe a little bit annoying sometimes. But in the end, for the future, for our future as a species, I'm going to go there. We have to try to be a little bit more conscious about the decisions that we make. And I also think the media also can really play a big role in the conversation around climate change. Because as I mentioned a little bit earlier, the main problem with climate change in the media is that the topics are always, is it real or is it not real? And sometimes they can give you some ideas of, okay, well, let's do this. Let's plant a tree. You know, there's this person who's planted 600 trees and we're going to be better off. The people who are in charge of the media creating stories that really interest the public, that don't make it seem so impossible, that is probably a really smart angle to take, you know, show some human interest stories. What angles can we take? Show, for example, a little girl in Barbados who would like to go to her favorite beach, but guess what? It's gone. That's a nice angle to take and really will get people more involved in saying, okay, we need to stop this. So we're going to take a little break and we'll be right back with some more info.
And we're back with Erica.
Back again. Ah, you remembered my name this time.
I did, definitely.
So guys, guess what happened today? Our favorite president, President Donald Trump, he said something about becoming a sustainable citizen, sustainable energy he was talking about. He said, if it doesn't blow, you can forget about television for the night. Can you guess what he's talking about? He's talking about wind energy. Can we see? I don't know where you were going with that, but he was talking about wind energy. And this guy, he really doesn't believe that climate change is actually happening. But we here at the UVA, we are really trying to make a difference. We have what we call the UVA Green Office. What's up with the UVA Green Office?
Well, that's pretty much like an office within our university with lots of researchers, but also students who mainly run the UVA Green Office, who are organizing different lectures in sustainability and like raising awareness about the issue and how you can try to improve it. Like they, for instance, make sometimes 10-day challenges and provide info, for instance, with for the fresh bags, which are pretty much like bags with different types of vegetables and fruits that you can buy from locally grown farms. So you're provided with these locations and you can go there and buy them yourself, like fresh and also locally produced. So win-win situation for everyone.
It really is. You know, when you think about it, it's not as impossible as Mr. Trump is making it seem. Here in Amsterdam, we also have another organization. It's called Wasted Labs. I think it's pretty cool. A pretty cool way of helping us be a little bit more conscious about the way that we live our lives. Basically, you sign up to Wasted Labs. You can visit their website at wastedlabs.nl. Then you will get some trash bags, probably not real trash bags, but from them, and you fill it up with your trash. Of course, it's sorted, your paper, your plastics, your regular trash, those kind of things that you can recycle. And you take it to them, they will give you some discounts. You can take some coins and you get some discounts at a store, or maybe get a free cup of coffee. So it's a win-win situation. You save the planet and you get a free cup of coffee. I really like the sound of that. So, personally, what are you doing to save the planet? I'm a cycler since I moved to Amsterdam. I'm very proud to say that I cycle now. I try to recycle. I'm a little bit more conscious about that. And I've really been trying quite recently to cut plastics, the use of plastics down. In Barbados, the use of single plastics were banned this year, 2019, and I have to follow the example of my fellow countrymen and try to be a little bit more responsible and use glass and just no more single-use plastics. It's really wasteful when you think about it. What about you? Are you doing anything to save the planet?
Yeah, there is something that most people don't actually think about, and I try to be a flexitarian. Flexitarian meaning that you're a vegetarian, but not constantly. Like, some of the times when you don't have any other options, you would still consume meat products. But then again, not that many people realize that the production of meat, this is really connected to climate change, because for all these animals that you're
cultivating, no, you're raising the animals.
All right, so for all the animals that you're raising, you need lots of land because they need to eat. And then what happens in most cases is the like huge areas like which are covered with forests are being cut off so that there is enough space for all these agricultures to be cultivated and so that they can be used for to feed these animals that you are going to consume later on. And which as well like have negative impact because for instance, it is a common fact that because for instance, beef meat, it is known that it's connected with lots of emissions of methane in the atmosphere, which again leads all to these climate change problems.
Be vegetarian kids is the way to go. I'm a proud vegetarian for 8 years of my life, and I'm amazing. You can be like me, too. You don't have to be a vegetarian, which you should be, but you don't have to be. It's just be a little bit more conscious of the way that you eat meat. Just cut it down a little and try some broccoli. It's great, believe me.
And it's really good to know that you're not just saving the animals that you might love for just because you're disgusted by the taste of meat, but that you're actually doing something bigger in a global level, you know?
I know this isn't your job, but sometimes if you see some trash on the floor, save that bottle from falling into the canal. Just throw it in the trash can if you see one close by. You didn't do it, but try to be a little bit more responsible as a citizen here of this earth. So, we talked a lot about what's going on with climate change today. We talked about some ways you can be a little bit more responsible and conscious as a citizen of this earth. We even give you some advice. You can visit the UVA Green office. You can also check out Wasted Labs on their website and see how the whole system goes. There's a lot to do. So this is where we say goodbye. Yeah. Do you have anything more else to add on?
Just try to be as green as possible because this is what we actually need.
And this has been Erica and
Plumman.
Have a good night, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Well,
sorry.